Well, the time is now 25 minutes to nine, and it's my pleasure to speak to... he's one of my favorite friends and priest friends, Kabelo Mahemo. How are you, Father?
I'm well, Father Imelena. How are you doing this morning?
Wonderful, thank you. I believe you're traveling on your way to Radio Veritas at the moment.
Oh, yes. It's Monday.
Monday.
I'm on my way to the studio to do my show later this evening and also to stand in for Father Emil and for Father Brian.
There we go. So you've stopped at the side of the road to talk to me now.
Exactly. I had to pull over to give you a few minutes.
How far are you now?
Journey.
Where are you now?
Well, I'm approaching Klerksdorp now.
Klerksdorp, okay, there you go. Wonderful place. Okay, Kabelo, thank you very much for joining. Do drive carefully. My goodness, you travel 5 hours from Taung to come and do your programs at Veritas. What an incredible... You're a great gift to us. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure, Father Emil.
Kabelo, you're somewhat involved with the men's pilgrimage to the Benedict Daswa Shrine in Nweli, and we thought let's talk a little bit about this. Are you up to date with how many men are booked already, or what's going to be happening? Let's try and excite some of the men to enroll and come along on this pilgrimage.
Well, that's true, Father Emil. All the roads this weekend are leading to Benedict Daswa Shrine at Nweli. And it's a special and a unique pilgrimage for men, which has been organized by the Department of Laity and in partnership with Radio Veritas, coordinated by Father Saki Mofokeng. I spoke to him yesterday just to find out in terms of the numbers as to how many people have kind of shown interest. But unfortunately, as yet, we don't have those numbers. I believe this week we'll be able to tell you as to how many people or how many men have registered to make their way to Venda, yes, Sibasa region.
I'm always amazed at how people make themselves available and go on these weekends. And I've no doubt that we're going to fill a couple of buses with men who are going to go away just to be together, to pray together, and to ask Blessed Benedict Daswa to intercede for us. What's the theme of the weekend now?
Well, the theme of the weekend is a very unique theme, I must say, Father Emil. The theme goes by, be a man that God has made, intended you to be, because it is a fact that when God created a man, there's a particular purpose. And we see that as time went on, even previously, like many men, forgotten their purpose, their responsibilities. So such pilgrimage is an opportunity to remind some, I'm saying some because there are some who are very enthusiastic, who are very passionate about their responsibility to be available for their families and to make sure that they are raising it, they are there, they are present for their families. So it's a beautiful opportunity also to bring men together to pray. And also regarding Benedict Daswa, who was a family man, who had a special love for his family, for his children, to regard him as a role model for men, but particularly in this region. So this theme is very relevant in our context, and it's a very unique one for men. I will hope that men will be able to learn something from it.
And a very appropriate day on which we should be talking about it, the Feast of St. Joseph, the universe patron of the Universal Church. He was a family man too.
Precisely, and the role of St. Joseph in the church and also in the family, he was a provider. Yeah. And I'm just looking at some of the things which will be presented by some of the speakers, that it's a responsibility, the role of the man in a marriage that will be presented by Mr. Rob, because you cannot be saying you are a man, but in terms of taking responsibility of providing where you can to your family, it's something very crucial and something very important that should be reminded to all the men, that we should make sure that they play a significant role to the families.
Now, who are the priests who are going to be coming on this pilgrimage?
Well, this pilgrimage is well organized, it's well prepared in terms of the program. Let me just give you some of the speakers. The first one will be Father Sakim Mofokeng, who's going to talk about be a man who stays focused to the end goal. That will be the first speaker. And then the following one is going to be Father Similo Mgadi. He's well known and I think is very familiar to that area. I remember the role that he played during the beatification. And his role will be a man who lives as a beloved son. Of course, he's a beloved son of God. So one of a powerful topic that he's going to talk about. Among speakers will be Father Amos Masemola. His theme is Be a Man Who Repents. That especially this theme is very relevant in our time. You remember, repentance is one of the most important elements of a period of Lent. And we have got also Mr. Alfred Mutiane and Mr. Rob Mutiane. Mr. Jabu Nkosi is going to also give a talk on the challenges of a man in Amoris Laetitia. Remember, that is a letter that was written recently by the Pope recently. Yes. And Mr. Alfred Mutiane, together with Mr. Rob Buteles, Father Imel, they are going to talk about the role of a man in his marriage. Okay. We are talking about people who have got an experience when it comes to marriage. And I think Mr. Rob Buteles is a very relevant person to discuss that. Healing service towards the end of the program in the morning, I suppose, it will be a mass led by Father Sakimo Fukeng. The theme will be healing and salvation for you as a man and your family. After that will be the mass. I'm saying that will be inspired by Father Saki, and I will be the preacher of that celebration of mass. Okay. So those are the speakers that definitely they will make sure that Bontate or that they don't fall asleep when they leave and when in the morning. Yes. You know, they have all the necessary tools to go back to make a difference and enjoy being a man in their families.
Now, Father Cabello, this is all happening on the 25th and the 26th. So one will be leaving, I suppose, Radio Veritas, is it? Or where will the bus be leaving? And what time?
I believe all the departure will be, most of the buses or the people will be leaving, will be Saturday morning. Yes. Because we hope to start the program by 4 o'clock with the tour around where Benedict Daswa lived, where he was murdered, just to prepare for the real celebration that is going to start at 6 o'clock. So all the people are going, all the men are going, are being encouraged to arrive at least around 4 o'clock so that they begin taken around to see where the Benedict Daswa was murdered.
All right, but where will the buses be leaving from?
Well, I think we'll have clarity about that during this week. I believe most of the buses around will leave at Radio Veritas Studios as a central point of people who want to go with the organization of Mr. Rob and the Warriors.
Right.
So more information will be given during the course of this
during
week
of
as
week.
We are wrapping up this special privilege and pilgrimage.
And the cost?
Cost is only 400 rand, Father Emal.
Yes. It
takes you to Zanin and you come back with 400 rand. So it's very easy. That's why we are saying. I know we have been receiving some calls from other men from different dioceses. That's why I kept on saying to them, if you've got interest, but just make your way to Routing and call Mr. Now we should call Mr. Rob Buteles,
okay,
so that he can tell you and organize whatever that you need, your payment, and then from there we'll tell you where to meet them. So it's going to be very easy for men to go there.
So
make your way to Johannesburg, and from there, then you'll make your way to where the buses to Mali.
So it would help if people would really contact Rob Buteles as soon as possible, so that he can at least write your name down. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, an inspiring weekend, with a lot of effort has gone into this weekend to make it such a success. And it's going to be, I think, it's going to be a wonderful, successful, inspiring weekend. And, yes?
That is why we are also calling and asking different families to pray for this unique pilgrimage so that it can be a success. And I know we met some women from different societies. They say, why are you guys leaving us? We want to be part and parcel. And you said, no, look, let us try this for men only, to be as them among themselves and pray together, so that when they come, they have a certain understanding or being reminded about their role in their certain in their families. So hopefully next year, the department also in partnership also with Veritas will have a special organization also for different solidarities. So for those who are interested, maybe they still want to go, they can call Mr. Rob on this number, 063-468-1157, or they can drop an email at warriors@radioveritas.co.za. That's when they can get hold of the warriors who are the chief organizers, together with Dr. Mutiane and Dr. Jabunkosi, so that we can have a very special weekend for Bontate Barons.
I hope it's going to be, I'm not hoping, I know it's going to be a great, great weekend. Now, Rob, Father Gabelo, I've got another number for Rob Buthelezi, 083-988-4268. Does that number still apply?
Yes, yeah, that's correct number still, too.
083-988-4268. Okay, well, let's have a look and see, and let's hope that during the course of this week, we're going to get many, many, many men who are going to be phoning and saying, please put my name down. I want to come along and make this a great success. So it's going to be held in Nweli, which is the place where he lived. That was his parish, isn't it?
Sorry, Father Amos?
Is the place where the pilgrimage is going to take place is Nweli. That's his home parish. Is that right?
Yes, that is in home parish where his remains are. It's a very small church, but there's enough space. All the arrangements to accommodate, it doesn't matter how many people will be coming, but it is, so you are saying it's very good to know the number of the pilgrims so that we can arrange a bigger space. And that should not be the case. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful celebration. Even 2 weeks back, I was in Johannesburg at the Lumko attending a translator's workshop where there were men from Sibasa region who said, look, we are looking forward to have this special pilgrimage. They started to work around to market the pilgrimage. So I believe that place will be well alive again, Father Emil.
Okay, well, there we go. Well, I'm glad to hear that there is some interest and some enthusiasm being generated about this pilgrimage. So there it is. Be a man that God has intended you to be, a pilgrimage to the shrine of Blessed Benedict Daswa, the 25th, leaving at the 25th in the morning sometime from here at Radio Veritas, coming back on the Sunday, arriving back at Johannesburg, I would imagine, during the course of the afternoon. The cost, a mere 400 rand. Can you imagine? That's 400 rand. It's for nothing to go there and back. Okay, well, Father Cabello, thank you very much. Anything more you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, one more thing that I would like to share with all your listeners and also families who are listening, also to come together and praying for the mother of Benedict Daswa, who understand that she's not doing well. Okay. We hope that our prayers will keep her strong so that she also enjoy the life that God has given it to her. So that's the request that I like to leave with your listeners.
Right, okay. Well, isn't that wonderful to be able to say, to have a mother who's still alive and her son is a blessed in heaven? It's quite incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible indeed. And we saw her, I think, last year when we went there with the Radio Veritas staff. And she was there, she was energetic. And this year when we went there with the Radio Veritas again during the feast day, we had interviews with their grandchild, grandchildren. One of them is the son of Benedict Daswa himself, who said he always enjoys to be around the granny because, you know, she's full of wisdom, that she has a lot of stories that she enjoys listening to her. So even when she's not doing well, but in terms of the ability to share the stories, man, it's incredible. It's incredible for them to have her around.
Must be a wonderful moment for somebody like the mother, Blessed Benedict Daswa's mother, to say, you know, my son, Blessed Benedict Daswa.
It did. And she's so humble. She's so down to earth.
That's
the mother of Benedict Daswa. Yes. And you see what you get with her.
Yes, my goodness. Well, there it is. I'd love to meet her. I really would. Anyway, listen, Father Cabello, thank you very much for sharing with us. And I do hope that we've generated a little more enthusiasm now for this pilgrimage, which is going to be happening the 25th, 26th of this month, going to Nweli, which is the home parish of Blessed Benedict Daswa. And there are going to be, hopefully, a few bus loads of men going along, paying 400 rand each, and enjoying and being inspired by this weekend. So once again, if you want to know more about this, I suggest you phone Rob Buthelezi on 083-988-4268. Okie dokes, there we go. Father Cabello, drive carefully. I look forward to seeing you a little bit later.
Thank you very much, and enjoy the last few minutes of your show.
Thank you very much. Keep listening, brother.
Okay.
There we go. That was Father Cabello Mahemo talking about the pilgrimage to the shrine of Blessed Benedict Daswa. It's going to be happening on the 25th, 26th of this month. And so do please act on it. And if you find you've forgotten phone numbers, you can always phone Radio Veritas and we'll take down your details at 011-663-4700.